And now, as part of our personal perspectives, Irina Humeniuk shows us what we can gain when we lose trust in institutions.
It was a crazy idea, sure, but what was even crazier was staying home. I was sick worse this time, and my mother wanted to fly to Ukraine to get medical help during a full-scale Russian invasion. What could go wrong? I understood her logic. Socialized healthcare in Canada is good in theory but bad in practice. There are not enough doctors to go around, not enough time allotted to each patient, and limitations to the kind of tests a doctor can order. It can take months to see a specialist, and by then, it can be too late. But in Ukraine, where the free market, not state regulations, rule, if you have the money, you can order whatever tests you want, get any procedures you want. And all of it is faster, more accessible, and cheaper than in Canada or the US. So in early May, after months of toiling in the Canadian medical system, that ended with my doctors telling me they were out of ideas, I packed my bags for Ukraine. We spent the next 2 weeks cramped in my grandmother's tiny Soviet-style apartment outside of Lviv, shuttling between medical appointments. Periodically, Ukrainian soldiers stopped us at checkpoints to search the trunk for Ukrainians fleeing conscription. But still, for me and my health problems, no answers. I was exhausted and demoralized, ready to give up. Baba wasn't. She had endured an oppressive life in the former Soviet Union. Her bullish persistence had gotten her through an abusive first marriage. It's what allowed her, at the height of her career, to be the sole female owner of 3 separate businesses. No small feat for any woman at the time. Determination was not something my family lacked. And then, on our last day together, Baba said, "We found him." Turns out that the medical doctor turned iridologist that my grandma praised was back. He'd been in the Carpathian Mountains collecting herbs. We piled into his office a few hours later. He told us he'd take a picture of my irises, run it through some software, and diagnose me. It seemed ludicrous. My first thought was, had Baba sent me to a quack? And then my second, I was so desperate to get better, I was willing to listen to anyone. Within moments, I had my diagnosis. He wrote me a prescription for a drug and brought me 2 bushels of herbs he had picked from the mountains to drink as tea. The next week, miraculously, the pain in my gut started subsiding. It would be the first correct diagnosis of many. I felt seen, even if by the doctor who seemed the least credible. And I was starting to consider that maybe the truth might be more complicated than it first appears. I promised myself, never again would I place complete trust or distrust in any one institution. It was also a day when I began to wonder, this skepticism, this gut feeling, is this what it is to be a journalist?
Irina Humeniuk is happy to report that she is learning to trust her gut again.